we will begin sharing our cars, in a logical extension of Uber and Lyft. But how will we handle the inevitable software faults that result in human casualties? And how will we program the machines to make the right decisions when faced with impossible choices, such as whether an autonomous car should drive off a cliff to spare a busload of children at the cost of killing the car's human passenger? I was surprised upon my first sight of a Google car on the street at how mixed my emotions were. I've come to realize that this emotional admixture reflects the countercurrents that the bow waves of these technologies are rocking all of us with. Trends toward efficiency, instantaneity, networking, accessibility, and multiple simultaneous media streams, with consequences in unemployment, cognitive and social inadequacy, isolation, distraction, and cognitive and emotional overload. Once, technology was a discrete business dominated by business systems and some cool gadgets. Slowly but surely, though, it crept into more corners of our lives. Today, that creep has become a headlong rush. Technology is taking over everything, every part of our lives, every part of society, every waking moment of every day. Increasingly pervasive data networks and connected devices are enabling rapid communication and processing of information,